Well, let's turn now to Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington, three states that held Democratic caucuses over the weekend, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won all three by wide margins. Still, Sanders remains behind Hillary Clinton in the overall pledged delegate count. Amy Radel from Here and Now, contributor KUOW in Seattle, attended a Washington caucus meeting and found that many Sanders supporters are passionate and new to politics, but if it comes to it, some of them say they'd be willing to support Clinton as the nominee.
Bernie Sanders was expected to make a strong showing in Washington state. The day before the caucuses, thousands of his supporters lined up at Seattle's Safeco Field to hear him speak. One was 18-year-old Riley Dolan, who was signed up to help run the caucuses at his college, Pacific Lutheran University.
Yeah, there were a lot of students feeling the burn at PLU.
Dolan says he learned about Sanders' campaign through the website Reddit and likes the senator's talk of building a revolution. But Dolan says he's prepared to go beyond just supporting Sanders.
And it's not just the president. It's not just about Bernie. It's about electing Congress for people that we feel we want to make change.
On Saturday morning, Jamie Bliss is one of the first-time caucus goers streaming into a Seattle elementary school to support Sanders. Bliss is 38 and works as a community mental health counselor. She says her college loans have been a big struggle to pay off, so Sanders' push for free tuition resonates.
Our country is supposed to have all these opportunities, and look at how debilitating it is for a young person to go to college and try to afford that. So I'm one of the products of that.
About 60 people from Bliss's precinct are gathered around a table in the school gym. Initially, Sanders has twice as many supporters as Hillary Clinton, but four people are undecided. The debate ensues. Clinton supporter Nancy Elder tries to win people over.
She can actually get things done by compromise. Bernie's pretty contentious. When you look at their voting records in Congress, they're about 98% of the time the same. But who's been more effective? Who heard of Bernie before last year?
Now, Bliss is one of the handful of people to speak. She says she appreciates Sanders' relentlessness, his focus to push beyond incremental change.
Whereas he will say, yes, we will make this change, but it's still not good enough. And that's why I want to vote for him.
On the second tally, the undecideds go for Sanders. One of those is Jake Fawcett. Fawcett is 41. He says in the 90s he supported candidates like Ralph Nader and refused to vote for Bill Clinton. But this year, Fawcett says he'll be open-minded.
The general election is not the place to have your most pure ideology reflected. That's where you're going to try to choose the best strategic choice in that moment. So, yeah, definitely I'll be voting for Hillary if she's the nominee and hopefully getting out the vote in my neighborhood.
As she leaves the caucus, Jamie Bliss says only a scheduling conflict prevented her from becoming a Sanders delegate. She felt like her involvement had a tangible impact at this caucus.
Out of any other process we have in our election system, this weighs more to me.
Hillary Clinton is leading Sanders in the national delegate count, so a strong showing in Washington is a key part of Sanders' strategy to move forward. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Radel in Seattle.